This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Voters across the state head to the polls tomorrow for Wisconsin's partisan primary. Both Racine and Kenosha counties have contested Republican sheriff races. Polls will be open from 7 to 8. Voters can check their ballot and polling place at myvote.wi.gov. Kenosha County officials warn that stickers used for write-in candidates could jam or misread ballots and counting machines. Voters are encouraged to hand-write write-in votes instead. A 30-year-old Racine man is charged after video allegedly showed him shooting at a Racine home late last month. Police say they later stopped Kevin Gunther's car after a short pursuit and found a gun allegedly thrown from the vehicle. He faces charges of reckless firearm use and bail jumping. The Racine County Veterans Service Office is collecting non-perishable food for the Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin Marketplace. Donations can be dropped off at the office or at the Racine Family Moose Center in Caledonia through the end of August. They've got a tiny home set up there. The Marketplace provides free food and necessities to veterans. And the Racine Raiders beat the Midwest Renegades 21-0 to reach the MWUF Championship game Saturday. They'll face the Illinois Cowboys Saturday at 6 in a title game at Amici Field in Kenosha. A win would give the Raiders their 12th semi-pro title. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Chris Morrow. Green Bay City Clerk is resigning after duplicate absentee ballots were mailed before the April election in this month's primary. The city says Celestine Jeffries chose to step down but didn't provide more details. State election officials still looking into how the duplicate ballots were sent. The city says no outside vendor was involved and new safeguards are now in place. Tomorrow, of course, primary election day. Find your polling place and see your ballot at myvote.wy.gov. Madison's Police Civilian Oversight Board wants an independent review of an encounter between police and the city's interim independent police monitor, Aramik Glass, and police. They had an encounter while officers were trying to clear an encampment near Williamson and Baldwin Streets last week. The committee noted that Glass was trying to fulfill her duties and was injured during the encounter. Online footage shows that Glass had a broken hand, leading to the Madison Police Department to release their own video to ensure transparency. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Cole is joining a lawsuit to block the federal government from getting personal data from millions of welfare recipients. The case challenges a new rule that could let the government share information like Social Security numbers, addresses, and immigration status with other agencies. Supporters say that rule would help prevent fraud, but the attorney generals behind the lawsuit say it goes too far and threatens sensitive information. A Wisconsin man advocating for disability rights in Madison, Carl Scholze, traveled for 11 days by wheelchair from his Fox Crossing home to the state capitol, highlighting the importance of Medicaid for people with disabilities. He wants to bring more attention to Medicaid cuts made by Congress and called for bipartisan support to expand the health care program. And that's your state news. Chris Morrow for Civic Media News.
The Brewers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers are in San Diego tonight, opening a series against the Padres. Then it's on to LA to take on the Dodgers. The Brewers winning another thriller yesterday in Milwaukee, 4-3 in extra innings over the Twins. Manager Pat Murphy.
I like 10-0 way better, 15 strikeout shutouts better. But the end result when you stick with it this way is just so rewarding. The team got to reveal themselves today a little bit. We haven't been great, but we won because that's what we do.
NFL, the Packers are up to full strength with Josh Jacobs, Marshawn Lloyd, and now Chris Brooks at running back. I asked Brooks, back from a hamstring injury, what will be his focus?
I think really daily just finding one thing to work on and just dialing that in. When I'm focusing on that, I think each day that just gets better.
And tributes pouring in for Hall of Fame head coach Don Nelson, who led the Milwaukee Bucks to 7 straight division titles. Nelly was 86 years old. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, a shower or two possible with a low into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.